They had a little lean-to. They made a, you know, it had a slope roof where a manger was in there. And the kids that had to ride horseback to town, to the school, like the Blackstones, and there was a lot of people with kids that had to ride horses to school. So they'd had that big lean-to and their shelter, and everybody furnished hay. That was never a problem. Everybody had hay, and we'd break a bale and feed it to our horses, and they'd eat them, and then we'd have to go out and take them to water. We had the ditch that went by, and in the wintertime, why we got it from the school and it to a trough. It was a two-room school. It handled about 30 kids, I think. There was never that many when we were really full. Our population wasn't that good. The community was built around the school. So everything that ever happened, any entertainment or anything, was done at the schoolhouse or the community hall, which was about 500 steps or something away from the school. The school now has been removed, but the building of the community hall is still there. I don't know if it's in working condition, but it's there. My horse's name was Lightning, and I don't know why I named it Lightning, but I did. I just loved that horse. It was a white flea-bitten horse. That's what they called him, a white flea-bitten. It was very gentle. We could ride it double. My sister could ride on the back with me if she got on, which she very seldom did because she always fell off. So I never had the patience to have her riding with me. It wasn't far, too far. It was probably 3/4 of a mile or about that. We could walk it very easily, but if I was going down to stay with my friends, I always took my horse because they lived clear down at the ditch camp. And so that was about an hour's ride from school. And I spent a lot of time with those kids. I didn't have any in school that was my age at that time. So I got to go out and work the horses and ride them. Dad had put me on if he was babysitting me. Mother went to town, he'd just put me on the back of old Bell, who was the horse's name, big black workhorse. And I would just ride that and hang on to the harness and ride around and around and around the plow with horses pulling the plow. And that was I was being babysat. It was a lot of fun. I remember one time Dad was leveling, and I was driving the team on a big level on the field, and my sister came out and she wanted to ride around, so I stopped, and Dad got her, put her on the stand there by me, and first thing that they do, the horses, when they went, they jerk a little bit. She fell off, and I ran over with the plow, or with the leveler, but we were in plowed ground and it just bashed her down and she got right up. It was really funny. It could have killed her, but it was funny. I'm a horse person. I loved my horses. They could drive right along beside me and I'd be on my horse.